You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. If you go out to a nice restaurant and your idea of getting dressed up is wearing either a Ed Hardy t-shirt, an Affliction t-shirt, or my personal favorite that I observed over the weekend in Ocean City, Maryland, a Big Johnson t-shirt tucked into your jeans.
Nice.
That's all I need to know about
Jim Tan Laundry, pal. Jim Tan Laundry. Let's live this life.
I don't think that is very far from GTL. This is the... I just want to know what goes through a man's head when he's going to a nice restaurant and he's like... Yeah. Let me get this Big Johnson t-shirt that, you know, peaked in about 1987.
Listen.
And tuck it into my pants and then put my belt on.
It is his vacation also. Uh-huh. So this is where he wears the crazy shirts that he would never dare to wear anywhere in his zip code. And his wife doesn't watch him pack.
I feel like.
So
yeah,
he just does whatever he wants. Right. She didn't watch him pack.
Hey, but what if he lives somewhere where that's acceptable? That there's just a crowd of people wearing Big Johnson t-shirts?
it's questionable behavior.
Never happened. Yeah, 2000s doesn't exist yet.
We haven't learned from it.
No.
We haven't learned from it.
Right. And why were those ever popular? I don't understand. You remember them, right?
Of course, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
John Gosselin. Right?
No, that was Ed Hardy. He was Ed Hardy's BFF.
Right.
Right, but I'm talking about the Big Johnson ones.
Yeah.
Well, that are, you know.
It was all like the same time, though, wasn't it?
No, it went Big Johnson.
Okay.
Then it went Ed Hardy. Then it went Affliction.
All right.
But those whole decades should all be picked up, rolled into a ball, and thrown in the garbage. That's all I need to know about you.
I got one for you here. If your solution to not RSVPing to the block party that was going on in the neighborhood is just to draw all the shades despite it being a beautiful day out and act like you're not home as people go by, just like kids knocking on your door on Halloween, that's all I need to know about you.
Well, maybe they just don't, they're not into that. They're not into fun. Those people exist. Or maybe they just
being
don't.
Being social.
They're not fans of their neighbors. It can be.
No, we were the ones hiding, and it was none of those things. But thank you for making it seem worse.
You hid?
We were tired. We were just tired. It was a Sunday. I had to wake up early today.
But why would you close the window shades like a crazy person?
I don't know. I didn't want the guilt. As people walked by and was like, where are you? Faces peering in the window. Thanks for making it more awkward. Good. It's good. It's been helpful.
Okay, that's all I need to know about you. If you want to chime in too. Meanwhile, I think about this poor little old lady sitting there. She's like, oh, I can't go outside. She closes it. It's just you.
Wait a minute. So I'm not allowed to be tired because there's an old woman who can't get out of her house?
I don't know.
That is a strange circle you just brought up there.
I don't know. That seems... I don't know.
All right. If you want to share.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Tomorrow is UFO Awareness Day.
Wow. How convenient. You're wearing your NASA shirt. Did you even realize that?
No, I didn't. Well, sure I did. Because we want you to be aware, which is why I wore my NASA shirt today. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Since January, there have been 23 UFO sightings here in Connecticut.
Oh, man, we should put that on the tourism board, right? Work that into the slogan?
That is all according to the National UFO Reporting Center, which is a real thing. Connecticut ranked 15th best state in the nation to spot a UFO. Top three states to find UFOs.
Number
one.
We got a lot of city light. What are they?
Washington.
Okay.
Two, Montana.
All right.
Number three, Vermont. New York, 45th. You don't get a lot of UFOs in New York, I guess.
A lot of lights.
I guess. Yeah, you can't even tell.
I mean, how do you spot them, right? They kind of blend in a town like that.
I don't know if UFOs
It's like Las Vegas, San Francisco. You see an alien, you're like, yeah, was it? Or...
was he just in costume? Yeah. So people go on this website and they report their UFO sightings.
Okay.
Let's see some of the places that have been spotted.
Oh, you got highlights?
Oh, yeah. In Hamden, okay, on June 23rd, there were two reports.
Okay.
Saw three bright lights in a row.
Okay.
The actual shape looked like a disc.
All right.
Several helicopters monitored it. One was still, others did circle around it. This is like a whole conspiracy.
I figure, like, come on. Other people would have saw this. There's only one person reporting this. There's helicopters hovering around something, chasing it.
There's two reports. The lights seem to change formation but remain steady on. Husband is into planes and helicopters and confirmed it was neither. Nor was it a drone.
He's into them.
Yep.
So he knew.
Right. What got our attention was the behavior of the helicopters that seemed to monitor it.
Right.
So now,
it's not just a dude running through a neighborhood that stole like a TV VCR combo or something like that.
No. This was clearly a UFO, Raven. Well, reported.
Clearly.
In Enfield on May 18th, there were 7 reports of a UFO.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
All right. Now we got a group of people all hanging out. Give me their story, please. That's what I want.
I was laying down in my house looking north out my bay window and suddenly sat up when I saw something moving across the sky. I saw up to watch the object fly by.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad you sat up to watch it.
Do you know which wall is the north wall in your house?
No.
I never trust people who say that they do. I feel like they're just saying it and nobody knows for sure.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that there was... a UFO spotting in Middletown on April 29th.
Drop it on me. I've seen them in the past here. Let's see whether or not this one reveals any new information.
You've seen UFOs?
No, I've seen reports from my town before.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. A pill, cigar-shaped, silver or white, no visible wings, nothing audible to me, discharged white trail about 2 seconds after it came into view, disappeared seconds after it stopped trail, disappeared into clouds. This is a very overcast sky, seemed to move faster than a plane. I don't know how to estimate elevation, but it didn't appear to have any higher than a twin engine would fly, no lights that I could see.
Wait a minute, if you don't...
I'm just reading what's been reported to the UFO people.
All right.
And Sandy Hook, on April 5th, there was definitely...
What happened?
Nine reports. Sandy Hook on April 5th.
It's not the same email address? It's not the same IP address? What does it say?
Let's see one of these. I checked it out. In the woods, you could see lights. They spread over a few hundred yards. The one constant was the light in the middle. It did not disappear as the others would occasionally do.
Okay.
I don't know.
Seems like people walking around, maybe they had some headlamps and they were out there camping or something like that.
Here's the question. Do you think these are real UFOs?
Run a campfire.
You think these are UFOs? I mean, they're being reported.
Do I think that those are UFOs or do I think there's UFOs?
Do you think that these are UFOs that are being reported in Connecticut?
I'm not sure that these are UFOs.
I think it might have been a cloud.
Yeah, in Middletown. It might have been a cloud.
I don't know. But here's what I do know.
What?
Tomorrow's UFO Awareness Day, and now you're aware.
Be aware, people. Keep your eyes open and glued to the sky.
What's the one food that you love that you just can't get here in Connecticut? 1-800-330-9999. Stand on Raven Star 99.9.
You're all locked up about this because is it the crab legs or is it just crabs in general?
No, what it has nothing to do with crabs. I understand. I was in Ocean City, Maryland, and I get it. They're Maryland crabs. Like, you get Maryland crabs in Maryland.
Okay.
But there's certain things that they have, like, in the South area. I don't know if Maryland is really considered the South. But south of Connecticut.
Southern of here.
Yep.
Right.
That you can't get here, and I don't understand why. Like, why, everywhere you go in Maryland, they offer you biscuits instead of toast. And to me, that makes sense, because biscuits are delicious.
Yep.
But you go here to a diner.
Right.
It's very rare that they're going to give you a biscuit.
Is it because we're not qualified to make biscuits? We don't understand that?
I don't know.
We don't know how to Google the word biscuit and bring it up on YouTube and have the video pause while we're in the kitchen?
Why can't we make hush puppies everywhere? Why?
I'm saying that's true.
Hush puppies are delicious. It's only not
a few places do have them.
Cornmeal, I feel like, is readily available. Like,
right.
We can't can't, why aren't there
There's no shortage. Right. It's not like helium or anything like that.
You have
like
to go somewhere special for that. Right. And it doesn't make sense to me where hush puppies are readily available everywhere you go in Maryland.
We don't believe in enough butter up here.
Grits?
Is it that it? We're too, well, same thing. If I'm going to have grits, I need lots of butter and lots of salt. And I'm not allowed either in my household anymore by my wife. You know that?
It doesn't make sense to me. Like, there's certain things I understand. When you're in Maryland, you get your crabs that you can't really get them up here. It's the same thing with New England.
I mean, I don't understand that either. I mean, Maine lobster is pretty much, you know, it's known around the world.
Yeah.
Everything else can catch a flight. A crab can't catch a flight. What's up with that?
Well, it's like lobster. Like lobster up in the Northeast. Like, this is where you eat lobster.
I'll take the easy route here is I'll say Jack in the Box. All right. It's the greatest fast food ever. And we don't have it here. The sourdough ranch chicken sandwich. Oh,
why can't we have that? It doesn't make sense.
One E. coli breakout every decade or so, and all of a sudden we're putting up a fight. We're putting up hard borders around the Connecticut state line.
You know, my
ease up, Connecticut.
As usual, my husband likes to embarrass me and say things that he thinks are completely normal to strangers that are not. So we were sitting at the pool and we got a pizza.
That's a dad thing,
right?
Turning into an old dad.
Order a pizza downstairs.
Yeah.
No, it's Ocean City, Maryland pizza.
Right.
Like,
you're not expecting a lot?
We are connoisseurs of pizza here in the Northeast. So the lady says to us with a southern drawl, right?
Yep.
She's like, how's that pizza?
Right.
And my husband's
that your
like,
southern drawl that
well,
didn't
I
really pull it
I
off?
I didn't want to do it and be offensive.
Okay, right. That's good. That's nice.
Yeah.
You're just going to tell them their food's terrible.
No, my husband looked at her and he goes, well, for us in the Northeast, it's okay, but it's not anything good. But you'd probably enjoy it. And I'm like, what? Paul, you can't say that to people.
Right, this woman made the pizza with love.
I mean,
it's her family plan that they've put together here.
1-800-330-9999. What is the one food that we don't have here in the Northeast that we really should? Give us a call. Just got back from Ocean City, Maryland, and I have the same thing. Every time I get back, I get sadness because why can't we get hush puppies up here regularly everywhere you go? Why can't we get grits when we go to the diner? And why cannot we not get biscuits? Because they're my favorite thing in the world. You got to go to KFC, but it's not the same thing.
Well, people up here just don't know how to make them that well.
I mean, is that even real?
Zap, all right. People down there where these things are popular are making them. They like to stay where the sunshine is, although Maryland isn't always warm. So, right.
Yeah, Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. It just got us thinking, like, there's some things that you can only get in certain areas of the country, and it makes us sad that we can't get it right here in Connecticut. So our question this morning, 1-800-330-9999, is what's the food that you miss that you can't get here in the state?
Mm. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
There's this popular chain in the Philippines called Jollibee. That's my favorite. But they don't have one here in Connecticut. They have a few in New York City and I think one in New Jersey.
What is it called?
Jollibee.
Yeah, and what do you get at Jollibee?
I get mostly fried chicken with rice.
The world over, everybody needs their chicken.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's that food that you just want but you can't get it here?
I'm from Rochester, New York originally, and we have in Rochester something called a garbage plate.
Okay.
Which is basically just a medley of cheeseburgers, home fries, mac salad, all mashed together, just on one plate.
What are they called? The garbage plate?
Yep. Only in Rochester can you get these.
Yeah, it feels like a symbol of divorce everywhere and a guy in his own apartment. I love it. I need it. It should come with an IROC Z on the side of it. You know, like they should have some sort of sauce that they name after like a sports car that you only own when there's not a woman in your life.
it does come with a meat sauce on top of it.
So I love it.
That does anything for you.
1-800-330-9999 if you want to give us a call too. What's the one food that you wish you could get up here but you just can't? Joe and Talia joining us together this morning. Talia, let's start with you. What's going on?
Well, my husband and I have been living with, or not living with his mother, but his mother owns some property and we've been renting a house from her. She's recently decided to kind of downsize and she wants my husband Jay and I buy the house from her, and it would be a great deal. But, you know, I would like to find my own place, a place that I can call my own home and kind of start new and fresh. I just know that if stay there and rent from his mom, she's going to constantly be there and constantly try to take over and constantly run our lives. And I just feel like she'll always kind of have that this is my home feeling.
Joe, what do you think about what she's saying?
You know, it's the house I grew up in. It makes complete sense to me. We all have our own mothers-in-laws. to deal with. I don't think she's going to be that bad. And if it's a little bit there, it's still worth it to have the house, amazing house, for a great deal.
Jay, honey, your mother is such a control freak. Like, I don't see how to understand. She's not going to just let us have the house. She's going to try to control every portion of our life if we buy this house from her.
Oh, my gosh. She's not that bad.
All right. Well, guys, what we do here is we put things to a vote, and we can let our audience decide and see what they have to say. Jay, they agree with you. Hey, being able to buy a house at a really good deal and have it be a house that, you know, you love is a pretty good opportunity, and you shouldn't pass it up. But they may agree with Talia that if she feels like it's never really going to be her home, I mean, it must be hard to pay a mortgage on a place that you never really believe is yours. And you'll take that into account. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yes, I can agree.
Sure.
All right, give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Whose side are you on?
Talia and Joe have been renting from his mom for a while now. Here's the thing. Mom is ready to sell the house that they've been renting and wants to sell it to them. Joe says, let's do it. She'll give us a good deal. It'll be our home. She says she never really feels like it's her house. It's still her mother-in-law's house, and buying it, she's not really into it.
Yeah, I can see how that would be, and I can see how that would continue on forever, as a matter of fact. I mean, this person is just always going to assume that they know better for the piece of property that you've decided to invest your life in.
But she's been living there, and it's a good deal.
Get out of here, meddling mom.
1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Tana and Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the wife's side. I think she's already apprehensive as to buying their house, and the husband seems as if he would definitely be on the mom's side, like if she doesn't want anything to change or a room to stay the same or a wall not to be knocked down. And they need to build new memories in their new home together that they've built and create things on their own, not his old memories. He needs to start new, and he needs to take his wife's opinion and her worries into consideration, because I do believe that the mom will give them a hard time in the future.
And if he doesn't listen to that, I mean, he's just going to hear it from both sides the rest of his life. Cut your losses, bro.
Whose side are you on? Call us. 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Talia and Joe have been renting a home that was owned by Joe's mom. Here's the thing. She's ready to sell it, and Joe says we should buy it. She's going to give us a good deal. But Talia's not on board. Says, are we going to feel like her mother-in-law's house? And she doesn't really want that.
Listen, it can be tough to deal with in-laws. Some people have different relationships than others. But the mom shows up to a house she used to own with her son. I feel like she's going to be changing his diapers when he's 45.
Who's that are you on? It's a good deal on a solid house that they're already living in. 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Anna and Raven.
I'm on the husband's side. I mean, be thankful, be grateful. Very expensive to buy a house. Plus, it must have a lot of sentimental value to him. I totally agree with the husband.
I'm on moving into the in-law's house. I actually am in my mother-in-law's house because she just bought a new house.
And you haven't had any problems or situations or anything arise?
No, we haven't had any problems. I actually redecorate the house and knock things down and build things, and she loves it.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the husband's side. I actually just moved into my in-law's house last August because they were offering to give us a fair price to have their home, and it's the perfect place to raise my daughter. So as long as clear boundaries are set, like my husband was very clear that once we took over the house, it was our house, there's been no issues with it.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back on the Honda of Westport Couples Court this morning, it's Jay and Talia. And Talia, our audience agreed with you. If you're just not comfortable, it's not fair to you to be able to go into a home that's never really, you feel like, going to be yours.
Yay, so we can keep the house hunt going. I'm so excited to really find our perfect dream home and, like, make it ours.
I'm in disbelief, but all right.
I can imagine that's not going to be an easy conversation to have with your mom.
Right. I love you, Mom. I just don't love your stuff.
Or your home.
Or this stuff.
Where you raised me.
Right. I'm leaving, Mom.
Maybe your siblings will buy it.
Yeah, go ahead and bother your brother. Maybe he'll buy it. Well, guys, thanks for coming on the show today. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Hey, get out of here.
Oh my God, Danny DeVito, I love you.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
You work on commission, right?
Yes.
Big mistake. Huge.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Lauren, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Lauren.
Okay.
Thank you.
Lauren, here's how it works. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back in. Ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, goes to Raven. But if you can beat him, we'll give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready?
Ready.
Number one, Taylor Swift is upset that Scooter Braun bought Big Machine Records and acquired her entire music catalog. What's the name of her new album coming out next month?
I don't know.
Number two, Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner renewed their vows in a lavish second ceremony. What country did it take place?
The U.S.
Number three, people are upset that The Office will be leaving Netflix. What Connecticut branch of Dunder Mifflin was closed down in the third season?
I don't know.
Number four, Katherine Schwarzenegger surprised her husband Chris Pratt with 2 pigs for his 40th birthday present. What NBC sitcom, where he played Andy Dwyer, launched his career?
Parks and Rec.
Number five, Chrissy Teigen made Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People. Who is she married to?
John Legend.
All right, let's bring Raven back in.
You.
Okay, Lauren got 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5 is not too good, but I already left, so I'm on vacation.
Ravens, he's like, he thinks it's the 4th of July today. He hasn't done a single thing all day. All right.
You mean it's not the 4th? All right.
Number one, Taylor Swift is upset that Scooter Braun bought Big Machine Records and acquired her entire music catalog. What is the name of her new album coming out next month?
Oh, wow. What is the name of her new album?
You don't know.
Taylor Swift.
No, it's Lover.
Okay. Lover.
Number two. Let's see. Lauren's still beating you 2-0. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner renewed their vows in a lavish second ceremony. What country did it take place?
Wasn't it France?
France is correct. Lauren's still leading you 2-1. Number three. People are upset that The Office will be leaving Netflix. What Connecticut branch of Dunder Mifflin was closed down in the third season?
Stanford.
Stanford is correct. You guys are tied at 2. Number four, Katherine Schwarzenegger surprised her husband Chris Pratt with 2 pigs for his 40th birthday present. What NBC sitcom where he played Andy Dwyer launched his career?
Parks and Rec.
That's right. I'm sorry, Lauren. Raven has beat you. And number five, Chrissy Teigen made Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People. Who is she married to?
John Legend.
Lauren, Raven beat you 4-2 this morning.
Wah, wah.
Hi, this is Lauren from Ansonia, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you for trying. We appreciate it.
Better luck next time.
Thank you.
According to neuroscience, dogs have memories for humans. So what that actually means is that dogs miss us when we're gone.
Of course they do.
Yeah, Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. And also, they say that 2.5 hours is the sweet spot when they start getting anxious that their owners aren't home. Two and a half hours.
One of mine, Baxter, he starts freaking out the minute that we leave the house. And especially if you take his brother with him, his dog brother, oh, you have a straight heart attack.
But the thing
they
got to
go everywhere together now at this point.
Well, of course, because they're bonded. That's, you know, that's how puppies yeah. get.
And then they try to kill each other.
Well, that's brotherly love, you know?
If we have any excuse for everything.
Yeah, they're puppies. So the thing is, though, is that some dogs, like my dog Lila, gets spiteful when I'm gone. She's like, Ma, where are you going? And I know
right.
that if I leave for too long,
sure.
when I come back, she's going to make sure she's made it known that she was not happy with me being gone from the house.
She eats the trim in the room.
Yep.
She got into the sidewalk chalk the other day.
Yep. Yeah. Shoelaces. I mean, there is a rule in my house.
That could tie you up, too.
If you leave your shoes out, you have to expect that Lila will eat your shoes, and that is nobody's fault but your own.
Right, of course.
And I've made that own mistake several times. Like, right. You don't realize it. You kick off your sandals. Next thing you know, you come home, and there's no more sandals.
Yeah, mine don't really eat so much as they'll pee somewhere, and they're like, oh.
They mark their territory to let you know.
The territory's already marked. We already know where the territory is.
Well,
you don't have to mark it with urine. All right, you know, I mean, like, you live here, I live here, I keep letting you in every single day. Clearly, this is also your territory.
Pets have a way to show their revenge when they're not happy about you being gone. 1-800-330-9999. Tan on Raven, how does your dog show you revenge?
Pee on the bed.
Pees on the bed.
Oh, that's so sad.
Oh, that's the worst.
It was a Doberman Pinscher, and in the summer, we would try to leave out the house, and he would stand in front of the door and want to bite you all the time. And when we all got out, when we came back, he always peed on the main bed, our main bed, not the kid's bed, nobody else's bed.
Right.
He would take the blankets and rough them up and pee on the bed.
Yeah,
horrible.
He thought he was in charge. My dog does the same thing. When I go to hug him and leave, he growls at me and gets mad because he knows that I'm leaving. He's like, "No, Dad, you're leaving. You already."
Funny how they knew that you were leaving out the house.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. No, they know, and they don't want the excuses. Then they don't care.
I mean,
you're right.
That is the most spiteful dog that pees on your bed.
Right, and not for nothing, a Doberman pees on your bed. That's like a human came in and peed on your bed.
It's disgusting.
It's a lot of pee.
It is.
Right, it's like a walrus bladder.
Oh, gosh. We want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. What does your pet do to get back at you when you leave? When you go away on vacation, sometimes your pets are not too happy about it. And you come home to some, well, you know, surprises.
Right, right. I don't even have to go on vacation. I just go down the street.
1-800-330-9999. What does your dog do to get back at you when you leave the house?
Oh, my God. He eats and shreds every piece of paper, tissue, paper towel. Anything. Just shreds it and leaves little booger balls all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I don't leave my paper towels on the ground. But you're right. No, my dogs do the same thing.
When something gets them.
Yeah, yeah, no. My little Chihuahua mix, he does the same thing with napkins. If you hear him really, really quiet and somebody had takeout, it's like he's got a napkin somewhere.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. What has your dog, or your pet, for that matter, done to get back at you when you've gone away? 1-800-330-9999. We want to know, what does your pet do to get back at you?
Oh, man, this is a real thing.
Yeah, Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Whenever I go away and my dog is upset that I have left the house for an extended period of time without taking her with me,
right?
I can be sure that when I return, that all the molding around my, like, the floor.
Yeah, the trim.
The trim. Yeah. Will be eaten.
Yeah.
That's what she does. She eats the trim.
Yeah. I remember one time when Barkley was a puppy, the first time, like, we were like, all right, we're going to go out for a couple hours. Let's see how this goes. We didn't want to, you know, like, crate him, put him in an enclosure because we figured it would be so much more generous that he'd be in a larger room. So we put him in one of the bathrooms with all his stuff, his toys, all his stuff outfitted. He ate the trim and he ate a piece of the door.
Right.
Now they're fine inside the house, but, you know, we used to rationalize it too with my two dogs. Oh, well, if they pee somewhere or they do something or whatever, because they just couldn't hold it. They were so humiliated. They held out while we were gone. And we're terrible parents and all that. And we got in the car the other day. We didn't even leave the driveway. Forgot something in the house. You know, as you often will.
Yeah.
Went back in and one of them had already peed on the corner of the couch or another one.
It's because they're trying to teach you a lesson.
It's spite, man. Right. They were just like, oh, you're going to go out? Look at what I'm going to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at what I'm going to do right here, right now.
Yeah. Lila ate all the sidewalk chalk. Well, I was gone.
Clearly.
Yep. I was like, you never eat anything when I'm home. The minute I walk out the door, you decide you're going to eat sidewalk chalk.
Right, right.
It made for a very interesting walk later on.
I'm sure.
Yeah, 1-800-330-9999. What does your dog do to show that he is not happy that you've left?
She eats my glasses.
Like, as in glasses you're drinking out of or glasses you see with?
Glasses you see with.
Okay, yeah, right. That way you can't leave the house. I mean, that just makes sense.
Exactly. I am now on my fourth pair of glasses.
Right.
Even if I put them in a case and I put them up, she always finds them.
That is crazy.
And she only goes after my stuff. She won't bother anybody else's stuff in the house. It's always mine.
That's because she loves you the most. Think of it that way.
I mean, one suggestion, stop getting such tasty glasses, right? We can't really blame her, right?
I know.
Stop getting deliciously flavored glasses.
Yep.
And Ann Raven, what does your pet do to let you know that they are not happy?
Our dog, Major, he's a Rottweiler, and when we're gone too long, he goes into the pantry, and he will steal a bag of potato chips and place them in the middle of the dining room. He won't eat them, but he will take them out, and he will put them in the middle of the room.
Just to let you know that, right, you know, I could have made a bigger mess here, but I think we're both aware of the mistake that you have made, and now I've made you aware of it, right? I mean, that's basically what he's doing?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
He's showing a lot of restraint.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What a good boy.
We're impressed. He's a big fan of the potato chips.
Right. Have a good morning.
That's
and
so
Ann
funny.
Raven, what does your pet do to let you know that they are not pleased?
Well, I have two things. The first time I left him alone, he started chewing the seats to my living room furniture.
Oh, yeah.
And then when I left with my kids on vacation and my husband was stuck taking care of him, this is a dog that never has accidents, he kept peeing in the house every single day.
He's letting you know, I'm doing this like clockwork, and it's all about spite, and one of us is going to break here. I can do this every day. How about you?
Right. Thanks for the call. If you want to chime in too, head to our Facebook page. Just search Anna and Raven.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.